golden sunlight, heavenly sky, sweet fresh air, merry bells. Oh, glorious, glorious! What's today? Cried Scrooge, calling downward to a boy in Sunday clothes who perhaps had loitered in to look about him. Hey? Returned the boy, with all his might of wonder. What's today, my fine fellow? Said Scrooge. Today? Replied the boy. Why, Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day, said Scrooge to himself. I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. After what seemed like a long and laborious journey back to Dorchester from Weymouth Police Station, Mr. Daniels, our deputy head, instructed us to get outside the headmaster's study. The fear ran fast through our veins, faster than Niagara Falls, when the strong smell of the head's lingering pipe tobacco wafted under our noses, only seeming ever stronger as we stood poised outside his study waiting for his imminent arrival. Sunday evening in September, and it was raining, a cold, pelting rain that made puddles under doorways, found the chinks in old stone, streamed wantonly down window panes, and danced wickedly on the leaded roofs. Armand tried his communicator once more. He called to the other members of his unit, stationed at different locations throughout the craft. Lieutenant Dachar was on the starboard deck guarding the armory with Corporal Peller. Sergeant Caden and Private Morrell were in the cargo hold, and Private Strax was monitoring the crew's sleeping quarters on the port deck. Caden, Morrell, Peller, Strax, report in. Sergeant Caden responded instantly. Amid the interference on the line, Caden sounded desperate. I don't know if you've had the same experience, but the snag I always come up against when I'm telling a story is this dashed difficult problem of where to begin it. It's a thing you don't want to go wrong over, because one false step and you're sunk. I mean, if you fool about too long at the start, trying to establish atmosphere, as they call it, and all that sort of rot, you fail to grip and the customers walk out on you. Get off the mark, on the other hand, like a scalded cat, and your public is at a loss. It simply raises its eyebrows and can't make out what you're talking about.